A few days ago, the Arizona Democratic and Republican parties selected their chairs. November's results were the best Democrats had seen here arguably in decades, with a U.S. Senate victory, along with wins in three statewide offices and a number of key legislative victories. Riding that wave, Democrats reelected Felicia Rodellini as chair, and she's with me to talk about what's next for the party to build sustained success. Felicia, how much of the success in 2018 is attributable to the message or the candidates or the behind-the-scenes efforts?
I believe it was a combination of all three. We had great candidates who were running on a message that resonated with all Arizonans and reflected Arizonans' values: great public education, accessible, affordable health care, protection of Medicaid, Medicare, and Social Security. The issues that mattered most to Arizonans was the message of Arizona Democrats. We also had a field program that covered the entire state, over 100 paid field organizers. We had over 4,000 volunteers. So together, we had the support for the candidates that were fighting for Arizona values.
Was this more of a concerted effort than the party had made, at least in recent years? Was this almost like this is truly, we're talking about at the federal level, a 50-state campaign? This was really an entire state campaign. This wasn't like we're going to concede certain areas.
Yes, the Arizona Democrats had the largest ground game really in the history of the party. And it was a 30 legislative district, 15 county program from the borderlands to the canyonlands. And we worked very hard in the rural communities as well as in our more metropolitan areas, in the red districts as well as in the blue districts.
Were there other opportunities you think there's momentum for going in the next 18 to 24 months?
In the next 18 to 24 months, we're going to make sure that we continue to sustain those gains that we made in 2018. But there are more House and Senate seats to flip and to take away from the Republicans, and we are targeting those and beginning our strategic planning now for the 2020 election cycle. We're also very prepared to make sure that Martha McSally is never really elected to the U.S. Senate.
So there's a little bit of a difference in terms of how the candidates went about their business. Some legislative areas, Democrats ran as, I'll use the word moderate, that's not your word, I'll use that. Kyrsten Sinema ran as someone who's obviously a strong Democrat, but also has independent leanings too. There were other districts that were very progressive, very liberal as well. Is that the future of the Democratic Party in Arizona, considering how generally independent the state is seen?
When I look at the Democratic Party and the future of the Democratic Party, what I see is a unified body of Democrats with their diverse viewpoints and views of the world. But they all come together to elect Democrats because those are the candidates with the values that are consistent with them.
Any secret sauce to keeping that sustainable?
The secret sauce is what happened on Saturday with the Republican leadership and the election of Kelly Ward as the leader. This is really the Republican Party, not of John McCain and Barry Goldwater. It's the party of Martha McSally, Kelly Ward, and David Stringer. And that's the super secret sauce for us, is that the Democrats are the party of the people, and the Republicans are the party of the far, far, far right and the Trump agenda.
So earlier you mentioned Martha McSally, trying to make sure she doesn't actually get elected to that Senate seat. We've heard several possible candidates for the Democratic side. And a lot of people are impressed by some of the names we've heard because the criticism has been in the past, did the Democrats in Arizona have any kind of a bench? Now it feels like there's depth there. How complicated does that get for the chair of the party, for the party itself? Certainly it's great to have great options, but does that cause problems at any point, challenges?
Well, it's too early right now to determine whether we're going to have problems in picking a winner in August of 2020. But it will be a challenge to continue to make sure we all are listening to these different potential candidates. And we let them all articulate their positions and we vet them and that we don't move into a negative space out of the chute. I believe that Democrats are anxious to have a choice. And I, too, am very excited, very proud of the fact that we have some great folks who want to be our next U.S. senator and they want to run as Democrats. I believe that that, again, is a reflection of how the Democratic Party is the party of the people in Arizona and everyday working Arizonans.
So going forward, what's the vision for the party? Is it changing? Is it modifying? Is it going to stay the same?
It's going to be the modernization of the Democratic Party and also the expansion of the Democratic Party in all 15 counties and all 30 legislative districts. We just elected a very diverse board. We have representation from Santa Cruz County, Navajo County, Yuma County. We have self-identifying progressives. We have moderates and centrists on our executive board for the Arizona Democratic Party. This weekend, they have been elected less than a week, and they're going to be, our board's going to be in a strategic planning session. We'll have a budget and a strategic plan worked out by this weekend. The following weekend, we are bringing together all 15 county chairs to train on the strategic plan, to work on messaging, to work on party building, fundraising. We have 15 counties, and half of those counties have brand new leadership. So we want to bring them together right away, talk about what the next 2 years mean. What does it mean to be a battleground state? And then to prepare for it as a coalesced group.
I don't know if there was an enthusiasm gap before anyway, but how much more enthusiastic can people feel when they've actually won some races?
I was at the state committee meeting last weekend, and I was in the rural caucus. It was standing room only. And one of the most telling takeaways is that one person said, because we had statewide victories, it's easier to recruit for precinct committee people and volunteers. The Young Democrats caucus was standing room only. We are seeing this emergence of activism and folks who just want to get involved, and not just get involved, but join caucuses, take on leadership positions in the party at every level. And I believe winning has given us great momentum.
Felicia Rodellini, chair of the Arizona Democratic Party. Good to see you.
Nice to see you.